Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:30 here on a Monday morning. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Kansas Governor Jeff Collier issued a declaration of disaster emergency Sunday afternoon for a wildfire in Stevens County in southwest Kansas. Additional counties may be added to the declaration as response operations continue. Much of the state is currently under a red flag warning from the National Weather Service for strong winds and dry conditions, and that means heightened fire danger. At the 90th Academy Awards, Warren Beatty presented the Best Picture Award just a year after incorrectly claiming La La Land won over Moonlight.
And the Oscar goes to... The Shape of Water.
The White House is doubling down on its plan to impose new aluminum and steel tariffs.
The Trump administration is not wavering and not offering any exemptions to any countries. Administration officials say that the U.S. will levy a 25% tariff on all foreign steel coming into the country and a 10% tariff on all foreign aluminum to even the trading playing field, they say. No exceptions, according to White House trade advisor Peter Navarro.
The reason why the president is doing this is because if he doesn't do this, we will lose our aluminum industry very quickly and our steel industry very quickly thereafter.
President Trump spoke on the phone with British Prime Minister Theresa May on Sunday and said that multilateral action between nations was, quote, the only way to resolve the problem of global overcapacity. In Washington, Molly Henneberg, Fox News.
Former U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius has endorsed Democratic State Senator Laura Kelly in the Kansas governor's race.
Kelly touted the backing of Sebelius as the Kansas Democratic Party began an annual two-day convention last weekend in Kelly's hometown of Topeka. Sebelius served as Kansas governor from 2003 until she became former President Barack Obama's HHS secretary in April 2009. She remains influential in Democratic Party circles. Kelly is part of an already crowded race for the Democratic nomination. Rival Democratic candidate and former State Agriculture Secretary Joshua Sfati issued a statement saying it's not surprising that Sebelius would endorse Kelly because they were neighbors for years in Topeka. Sfati pointed to former Democratic Governor John Carlin's support for him. Carlin was governor from 1979 through 1986. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services released information last week detailing an unauthorized data transfer between it and some of its business associates that it became aware of on February 23rd. Department Senior Counsel Kimberly Lynch says,
we had an individual who works for KDAT, an employee of the office, who sent an unauthorized email to a group of our business associates, the ADRCs, the Aging and Disability Resource Center, sent an email to them that had specific information from consumers, and it was their protected health information.
The department has agreements with these groups to keep patient information secure for anyone whose information was affected. The department will send letters with more information.
Legislation aimed at protecting free speech on Kansas college campuses is facing mixed reviews. Republican Senator Ty Masterson of Andover introduced the bill and says it will prevent students on one side of the political spectrum from silencing those on the other. The bill would loosen university speech codes, eliminate free speech zones, and prevent universities from disinviting guest speakers that might be offensive. The Kansas National Education Association says the bill goes too far.
Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A cold front continues to push on off to the east. Behind it, we'll have strong, gusty northwest winds throughout the day, 25 to 45 miles per hour. Today's high, 61. Clear and cool tonight, still breezy with a low 34. Windy on Tuesday with a high in the low 50s. And both today and tomorrow, the fire danger threat is going to be on the high end. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 44 degrees. We have a northwest wind gusting to 31 miles per hour. It is breezy out there this morning. Ted, interesting weekend. Weather-wise, just kind of gloomy, gust, windy, ugly sort of a weekend. I
don't care. It was warm.
It was nice. Did that part.
It doesn't matter to me. As
like
long
I told
as
Shelly last night, at least we don't have ice on the ground.
As long as the temperatures are temperate, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, at least we don't have a bunch of ice on the ground. This is March 5th, 2018. On this date in 1868, the impeachment trial of President Andrew Johnson began in the U.S. Senate with Chief Justice Salmon P. Chase presiding. Johnson, the first U.S. president to be impeached, was accused of high crimes and misdemeanors stemming from his attempt to fire Secretary of War Edwin M. Stanton. Trial ended on May 26 with Johnson's acquittal. And now just I've been reading a lot about Mr. Johnson, and he was kind of a, how can I say it nicely? He wouldn't be my favorite president, let's put it that way. Right after the Civil War, he was a Democrat from the South to balance the ticket with Lincoln.
Right.
And right after the war, as they were trying to get Reconstruction going, he just didn't want any part of that.
No.
He wanted the old South to be the old. He wanted to have the Civil War mean nothing at all. So he was, you know, he was not exactly a progressive person.
And at that impeachment, it was a late vote by the senator from Kansas.
You're
that
right.
Kept Johnson in office.
Right. Anyway, President Johnson impeached. The last drive-through wedding chapel in Reno, Nevada, has heard its final vows. The Reno Gazette-Journal reports 83-year-old George Flint opened the Chapel of the Bells in 1962, and he closed its doors for good last week. His daughter says she doesn't think there's a novelty for the stereotypical chapel wedding anymore. The wedding industry in western Nevada has declined. In 1978, Washoe County issued more than 36,000 marriage licenses. The number was under 8,000 last year.
Now, whoa,
that was
way down.
Famously, and that was a place they went for quickie divorces, wasn't it? I thought it was Reno. And apparently, quickie marriages as well.
Yeah, well, times have changed.
Times change. You can get a quickie marriage or divorce just about anywhere.
You can get it anywhere, yeah. Doesn't have to go to Nevada anymore.
Nothing like a boat parade planned for that over the weekend in Gladewater in East Texas had to be called off. Too much water?
Too much water.
For a boat parade. Heavy rains last week caused flooding along the Sabine River, where a Mardi Gras boat parade regatta was planned over the weekend. Organizers say they will reschedule.
Oh, yeah, in the Dallas area, they were having to rescue people out of their cars. It was a bad scene.
Police say a New Hampshire man is facing charges for using a front-end loader to push a pickup truck down a highway. Officials say a family dispute boiled over when 55-year-old Edward Evans used his company's construction equipment to flip the truck on its side and push it 1,000 feet down Route 16 in Ossipee. He deposited it at an auto repair shop.
Oh, well, okay.
Apparently he was very annoyed.
Got to get it there somehow.
Yeah. Mm. Very annoyed at someone in his family. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted. Okay, had two earthquakes yesterday in the Wichita area. Did you feel them, Ted?
Because I felt the one.
Did you really?
After 9 o'clock last night.
When was
the other one?
About 5 in the afternoon.
Did not feel that one.
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't. If I'm
I saw
to ask
some,
you
a
about
lot of a lot of social stuff, social media saying, "Yeah, we felt it. Yeah, we felt it."
Where was I at 5 o'clock yesterday?
You were doing the. Were you doing the post game show? Were you doing the locker room?
Yeah,
show?
I probably was done with the locker room show and maybe delivering equipment back here.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to be talking
about. Did you feel it?
No, I never feel anything.
Yeah, the
we
one
did that
at
one
9 o'clock last night. The house shook. It's like, well, that's an earthquake.
I did feel one at home one a few months ago, and that one then morning. Remember that one, Jad, we had in the morning down here?
No,
it felt like somebody had crashed a truck into this great big building. That's what it felt like.
These booms that our microphones hang on were swinging back and forth in the studio. You could really see them moving.
creepy. All right, Ted, 6:38 now. Steve and Ted, time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The live cattle and feeder cattle continued to trade and close negative back on Friday. The cattle complex made new lows and closes for the current slide lower. Cash cattle trade had been between 126 and 127 last week, and only the April lean hogs closed positive Friday. The June contract made a new low and closed for the week. Yesterday, Friday's closes saw the April live cattle $1.15 lower at 122.17. March feeders down $1.37 at 143.67, and April lean hog 60 cents higher at 67.57. Now, most of Friday's negative trading and closes were tied to profit-taking as there was a lack of any type of fresh news to influence the price direction of our grain and soybean complexes. Thursday is the monthly USDA supply and demand report. And for the week, May KC wheat gained 49 cents, May soybeans gained 24 cents, and May corn gained 11 cents for the week last week. Now, trading overnight has been mixed and in very good volume. At the moment, May KC wheat's 2¾ cents higher at 536½. May corn's unchanged at 385¼, with the May soybeans a penny higher at 1072. April crude oil is 2 cents lower at 61.23. April gold 90 cents higher at 1324.30. The March S&P 7¼ points lower at 26.82¾. The March dollar index 23 cents higher at 90.13. And March Dow Jones futures 67 points lower at 24,466. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Okay, so it's still dry. Still dry, right? Although I had some moisture on my windshield this morning when I got in my car.
There's a little moisture out this morning. There's even moisture in the air last night.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're still dry, Steve.
But still got to come down and hit the ground someplace, and so the seeds will grow, right?
That's right.
I'm very scientific about this stuff. that wind is blowing like it's almost like we're in Kansas out there this morning, huh?
Exactly, and it's going to be a few more days of that, it sounds like, and fire dangers out there are going to be extremely terrible.
Yeah, do you remember, was it just last year we had some really big fires out in southwest Kansas?
Yes, we did. And we don't need to see anything like that, but it's setting up for another possible.
And you're right, it is. And, you know, the thing that about that, and I've covered news for a long, long time in Kansas, I don't remember wildfires, prairie fires like that any time in my memory where it would burn up acres and acres and acres and destroy cattle and livestock like that. That was
interesting you should say that, because I had a conversation with my brother about that a while back, and we don't remember, you know, situations like that. Not even some of the, you know, not nearly as major fires. We didn't have as many of them in the off season. When I say off season, you know, during the winter time and stuff, as we are now. And I don't know what's really changed out there. Some of these, the biggest thing is, Steve, most of these fires are not intentionally set by the people that own the land. You know, there's somebody's mistake,
right,
or somebody's trying to, you know, be mean or whatever you want to say. You know, they're not just accidental fires out there.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. When they get going and get out of control like that, it's tough to get them back in. And a firefighter will tell you that's a very dangerous situation, because the wind shift is what could kills firefighters from time to time on something like that. So
exactly. Yeah. And the other thing you got to remember is most of these fires are fought by volunteer fire departments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They have limited sources as far as funding, and it really put a crimp in a lot of those. They had to fight those fires out in south central, southwest Kansas in the last year.
All right. All right, thanks, Tom. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities here on a Monday morning. It is 6:42 on the way. Don Grant, CFP the Money Tracker, checking in. So your kids are getting married. Don's going to talk about that with us coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.